What have you got there?
What?
I just saw you put something in your pocket.
It's mine.
I saw you put something in your pocket when I came in as though you didn't want me to see it.
Nella said it was up to me if I threw stuff away or kept it.
What was it?
Nothing. I ain't taking anything.
Show me.
What?
Empty your pockets and show me.
You accusing me of something?
Go on.
All right, miss.
A dry cleaning ticket.
It's mine.
You can't stay here.
No, it's up to Nella.
It's not up to Nella.
She wants me to take this place over.
Are you on the council waiting list?
No.
I'm giving the keys back to the council. Have you got somewhere to go?
Nella said she wants me to sort this place out.
Don't worry about Nella.
I don't want to let her down.
She knows that I'm taking care of things.
She asked you to come around here weeks ago, but you never did.
Well, I'm here now, aren't I? But it doesn't look as though you've done... It doesn't look as though you've got very much done anyway.
I was going to make a start today.
And now you don't have to. Robert's coming round later. We'll get this lot cleared away in no time.
Your husband?
That's right.
You want me to leave then?
If you don't mind, I'd like to make a start.
I can help you.
Well, that's very kind of you, but Rob will be here soon.
I'm sorry, but I can't leave. See, I promised Nella I'd sort this out for her.
Well, you're off the hook, aren't you? Because I'm going to deal with everything now.
And I don't break my promises to Nella.
If you won't leave, I'll have to call the police.
Have you tried getting them out around here? They don't turn up unless it's a dire emergency. And even
my
then...
My husband will be here in a minute.
Sounds like some kind of threat. It's not, is it?
I asked you to leave and you refused.
This is my flat.
It's my brother's flat.
Nella, give it to me.
It isn't hers to give. What the hell? Look, I'll just have to work around you, won't I?
Don't touch that.
What?
I don't want you to move anything. Everything's got to be left exactly as it is.
What are you talking about?
Exactly as you left it.
But it's rubbish.
I don't want it touched.
Don't be ridiculous. The council want this place cleared as quickly as possible. It's got to be cleaned. It stinks.
Not till I've done what Nella wants me to do.
I think you should leave before Robert gets here. He's not as tolerant as I am.
Nella gave me the key.
If she'd have known who you were, she'd have never done that in a million years.
I'm the custodian.
The what? What do you mean?
I'm looking after the place.
It doesn't need looking after. Look, there's a family on a waiting list who'll be over the moon when this becomes free.
You can't get rid of his stuff just like that, like it never meant anything.
If I find anything I think we should keep, I'll give it to Nella, won't I?
Look, you can't touch anything. It's got to stay exactly as it is. Just coming in here like you own the place. This is between me and Nella. And Sonny.
You're encouraging Nella's delusions. She told me the other day that she thought he might not be dead.
Well, he might not be.
Of course he's dead.
I mean, in a manner of speaking.
I don't care what manner you mean it in. He's dead and gone. I scattered his ashes.
For an intelligent person, you don't understand much, do you?
I don't understand the bullshit you've been peddling to poor old Nella, and I have no idea why you would want to peddle it in the first place.
He never left a note.
Well, most people don't. What would they say? Sorry? Well, we all know that's not true, don't we?
Perhaps he did leave a note.
Have you found something? Did you find a note?
Yes.
Well, show it to me. I want to see it.
He's left his shadow behind. You're sitting here long enough and the room starts talking to you. Do you know what I mean? Look at what he's left on that table. He lights himself a cigarette, takes a drag on it. He pours himself a beer, takes a chug. He rests the cigarette on the side of the ashtray and lets it burn down. He only drinks half the glass.
What are you trying to say?
He lets the cigarette burn down, only drinks half the can of beer. Why does he do that?
Well, you tell me.
He let the cigarette burn down. He never put it out. Like I said, every picture tells a story.
You mean he meant to finish it? Is that what you mean?
I'm being shown something, but I don't know what it means yet. I found this under his glass last night. Why would you put a dry cleaning ticket under a half-empty glass like that unless you left it there knowing that someone would have to clear the glass away and find the ticket?
You think he left it deliberately?
Someone was bound to find it.
To tell us something. Is that what you mean?
Maybe.
But to tell us what?
I don't know.
But how could he be sure that anyone would find it?
He I'd come.
You? Why you?
Hi, this is Sunny. I can't take your call just now, so leave your name and number after the beep and I'll call you back.
Zoe, it's Robert. You must have got there by now. If you can hear me, pick up. I'm running late, Zoe. My client was delayed, so everything's backed up. I know I promised, but I'll help out tomorrow. See you later, Zoe.
So, big bad hubby won't be calling round to throw me out after all.
I'm sure this has all been very traumatic for you. Maybe even more so than for me and Nella. And we knew him.
Are you saying I didn't?
Well, it must be terrible. A stranger having this much impact on your life. I can't imagine what that must have been like for you. And suddenly, out of the blue, it doesn't bear thinking about.
He knew me. All those years thinking about him. Imagining what must have become of him. Longing for him. Hoping he'd come and find me.
Find you?
When Nella told me Sonny was adopted, it blew my mind. All along, I'd had this strange feeling that he'd chosen me for some reason.
You're not implying that Sonny...
Yes. He's mine. Sonny's my boy.
You're joking.
They said she couldn't raise a kid at 15. Said it was against the law. She was only 14, see? All this time, I wanted to trace him, but they won't let you. He had to come to me.
If that's true, then what he did was horrible.
Oh, how can we judge him when we have no idea why he did what he did?
He did it because he was selfish. He always has been. His response to a crisis was always to run away.
So you think there was a crisis?
Well, there was always something going on with Sonny.
Yeah? Well, to me, this looks like a room he meant to come back to.
What, are you saying that he might not have intended to...
I don't know what he intended. All I know is that he called me here to find out.
Well, why you? Well, perhaps he meant for me to find the ticket.
Nana said you hadn't spoken to him for ages.
Yeah, we were very close when we were children. He always looked out for me.
Yeah?
None of the other kids dared touch him. He'd be there in a flash with his fists up.
See, I told him to look for me. The day we gave him up, I held him for hours. Little thing in my hand. I was a kiddie myself, still searching for conkers and ink stains on my fingers. Then the knocking on the door and me shouting about give me a bit of privacy. And I whispered to him. I said, I'm your dad. Me. And when you're old enough, you come and you find me. I just want to do right by my boy.
Two weeks. I'll give you 2 weeks. After that, I'm giving the keys back to the council.
That's enough. Just give me the chance to find him. Give me a chance to find my boy.